Mary Shell, what year did you and your husband move into Madison Heights?
1942.
Uh huh. And where did you move?
We bought three lots. This one here and the next one beside
Give the
us,
address.
And then behind us.
Give the address.
Pardon?
Give the address. The address?
Well, it probably was the same address that we have now. Only was the Royal Oak Township then.
Uh huh. On Barrington.
On Barrington.
Uh huh.
27392 Barrington.
Uh huh. And what was here? This was what was here when you moved here?
Nothing. There was a little building on the one lot that he spent one winter in it. That, you know, they weren't fussy at that time. You had to go get your own water, and there was no water and nothing in it.
Where did you go get your water from?
Way over on the next street.
Oh.
Evidently the city water had come so far. It probably was a well, because the city water was down a block from here.
Uh-huh.
And so when we moved in, the city eventually came down this way, but there were only three houses, I think, that were hooked up to city water.
I see. So how you had to go get your water?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we went on the next street. There was a well,
mm-hmm.
or we could get down to the corner where the city water was.
Mm-hmm.
Until I don't know how long it was. Probably the following year, I think the city came to one house on the next street, and they hooked us up.
Oh.
To there.
Uh-huh.
And so actually, as far as I know, we're still hooked up down the street.
Down there.
But it's the city water.
Uh-huh.
So as these houses got built, then they came right on down to
uh-huh.
the corner here.
Well, I bet that made it easier.
Oh, that sure would. Of course, it wasn't too bad because we lived on the farm before this, see?
Uh-huh.
So we had well water. So this was... You know, we were used to something like this anyway.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't take too long before we got the city water.
Mm-hmm. And what about schools? What schools were here? Did you have kids going to school?
Yes, we had three of them.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was just a year and a half old, so he wasn't going. But
what were their names?
Art, mm-hmm. Tom, and Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were probably 5 1/2 and 6 1/2 and 7 1/2. They were close together in age, and they went down here to Edison.
Mm-hmm. And where was that located at the time?
Oh, that's on, I believe it's Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still there,
uh-huh.
as far as that goes.
What did you do for entertainment?
Well, the first thing we did was join the church, St. Mary Magdalene.
Mm-hmm.
And that's over on the 9 Mile Road in John R.
Uh-huh.
And we went to that church until, maybe it would probably 16 years we went there until St. Dennis got built here. So this was closer, so we went to there. And but I took part in the kids' schooling. They had the teachers meet once, and we met once a month, and that part was real nice.
Uh-huh. What other churches did they have around here in Madison Heights? Do you remember when you came here?
Well, I don't, right offhand, I don't, because, you know, we were Catholics, so the first thing we did was find
yeah.
a Catholic church to go to.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure that there were others, but not like there is now.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But as far as entertainment, why, because on this street there were only a couple houses on the other side and three on this side. We knew them just like you would. We knew them better than probably we do know our own neighbors now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
But then we had friends too. Where my husband was working, you know, we had friends. And so most of our entertainment was to either have company over and play cards, and so it seems like every week we did something like that.
Uh-huh. What about going to the movie? Where did you go to the movie?
Royal Oak.
You went to the Royal Oak Theater?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how did you get there? What streets did you take to get there?
Well, we went right down to 11 Mile Road.
Uh-huh.
And took 11 Mile Road right into Royal Oak.
Uh-huh.
And I did most of my shopping there because we didn't have any big shopping centers here.
Uh-huh.
We did have a store right on 11 Mile Road.
Oh.
Mr. Rainey owned it, and it was had everything in it.
Oh.
I meant as far as fruit and vegetables and meat.
Uh-huh.
You know, you could get all that right there.
Uh-huh.
So, in bread, and it maybe would be where I wanted to do big shopping, I'd go into Royal Oak.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I could get my shopping done right here.
And how long was that store there, do you remember?
Oh, goodness, it was there a good many years.
Was it there when you came here?
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Rainey had it for, probably 20, 30 years. I think the building is still there, but he's retired.
Mm-hmm.
They changed it to something else when mm-hmm. the supermarkets began to come in.
And then when did they start building, like, some of the roads and things around here and more houses? Do you remember?
Well, it would be, let's see, my oldest son is in his 50s. And probably he would be in his 20s when he went into carpentry. So actually, this is when he started with this subdivision north of us.
I see.
He worked on some of those houses north of us and then east of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because there weren't any.
So it's about the 60s, early 60s?
See, he'd be 20 and he's in his 50s now. Oh, it would be at least 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And before then, then Barrington began to fill in with houses
mm-hmm.
By the lot that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same way with the store. There was no sewer. And of course, we had electricity, though.
Uh-huh.
I think that was the only thing we had when we came here. And it didn't take long for us to get the water. Probably in a year's time we got the water.
Oh, that's not bad.
It didn't take long.
Uh-huh.
But it probably only went down to the second block because there weren't any houses north of us.
Uh-huh.
Not on this street anyway.
Mm-hmm. And then what about this, getting back to the schools now? When they finished Edison, where did they go to school?
They went to Wilkerson
uh-huh.
on John R.
Mm-hmm.
South of 11 Mile Road.
Mm-hmm.
And they finished, they went to high school there.
Mm-hmm.
The four boys, three of them graduated from there. And the last one graduated a year or two later when the new school got built on 11 Mile Road.
Mm-hmm.
Because as the population grew, their high school was turned to a junior high school.
Right.
Uh-huh. So now they have the 4 years over on the 11 Mile Road.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, why, their college would be Wayne University.
Uh-huh.
That would be the closest one. I don't think we had the community ones around at that time.
No. Okay. Do you remember anything when you first came here, like who the mayor was or Royal Oak or anything around government?
On account of my age, it seems like if I had stopped to think, you know, I could come up with them. It was the same way with the teachers.
Yeah, that's
when
okay.
When you were saying this, Mr. Wilkerson was, I know him, he was a teacher at the high school. And then Mr. Bryan was a teacher to Edison.
Uh-huh.
And it was really something because Mr. Wilkerson at one time was a teacher down when we lived up north.
Oh.
So when he came down here,
That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And one of the teachers at the high school, I had her in high school in Carroll.
Oh, you did?
And so then a couple of our boys had her down here.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's interesting.
So she was really interested, you know, being she had me and then to think that she had a couple of my boys.
Yeah. police station?
The police station would be on John R.
Uh-huh.
Now they've moved over on 13 Mile Road, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fine. And as far as roads, of course, it took a long time before we get any paved streets here or anything.
Uh-huh. Okay. What did you like about when you moved here?
Well, one thing I liked about it, I was used to 80 acres on the farm.
Right.
So when my husband saw these lots and he was going to build his own house, I didn't mind it in particular because I was used to open land, and I really wouldn't have wanted to go in a place where the houses were side
right.
by side.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't even let him sell the house, the lot next door. not until... a little while ago my son built a house on it.
Uh-huh.
But I did, as time went by, when I look back now, I like things because the kids could walk to school,
uh-huh.
to grade school, they could walk to their high school,
mm-hmm.
and that part, as I got used to the town,
uh-huh.
I suppose a lot of people wouldn't think it was town, but I did.
Uh-huh. And what about your family? Did you miss your family and everything?
Yes, we did, because my folks and his folks live about 90 miles from here.
What city did you come from?
Ours was Kingston. Ours was Kingston. My folks was Carroll. But
uh-huh.
I meant we were kind of in between, and we only had a mile from one parent and 2 miles from the other parent.
Uh-huh. How did you meet your husband?
He was teaching the country school.
Oh.
And my brothers and sister went to school to him. And of course, when we moved out there, the neighbors, you know, always want to know the people that move in.
Mm-hmm.
They had to come and see you, and he was more the age of my two older brothers.
Uh-huh.
So at first I thought it was, he's coming over to see my brothers. Of course, he probably did. Came to see the whole family.
Uh-huh.
But this was how I met him.
And then how long were you married before you came here?
We were married, 9 years.
Uh-huh.
Probably 9 years.
So you got settled into married life before
yes,
you moved
yeah,
here.
Yes, uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah.
And so I suppose moving here, too, it was like doctors and hospitals, it was a lot easier, too, when the kids got sick, right?
Yeah, our doctor would be Royal Oak.
Uh-huh.
Would be in Royal Oak. And then when we needed a hospital, it was St. Joseph's, just this side of Pontiac.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because we didn't have one in Royal Oak.
Right.
But this is where the doctor would be in Royal Oak.
But Belmont's really grown, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. And then, well, this was it. We went to St. Joe's for a good many years. I meant for different things until Beaumont got built.
Uh-huh.
And then our doctor died in...
Who was your doctor, do you remember?
Dr. Deutsch.
Oh.
Dr. Deutsch in Royal Oak.
Uh-huh.
He's a well-known doctor. We had him for probably 25 years.
Uh-huh.
At least that long that we had him.
Uh-huh.
Then when he died, why, Beaumont was built, and my son knew a man that knew the doctor in from Beaumont. And so when we needed help, why, we got a doctor from Beaumont, and this is where we've gone to Beaumont.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that would be, oh, let's see, been going to Beaumont now since probably 10 years.
Uh-huh.
But up to then, you know, we've gone to St. Joe's because that's where Dr. Deutsch took his patients.
Uh-huh.
But, probably on both sides, especially on this side,
mm-hmm.
when it rained, mm-hmm. it was a deep. You know, so the water could run in, run into the ditch.
Yeah, because the roads weren't finished.
And
uh-huh.
when the wintertime came on, it would get iced over.
Uh-huh.
So the boys put their ice skates on.
Oh.
And they could go right from the front of the house, you know, clear down.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then north of us, that was all vacant.
Uh-huh.
And that was one part I liked, because you have three, four boys from a year and a half to 7 and a half. And I was used to 80 acres, so it was nice, because they could go out this way.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have to worry about them.
Uh-huh. Where did they usually play north, when they went north in the summertime?
They could go quite a ways, because mm-hmm. there wasn't any houses built, probably clear to half mile down.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I didn't have them go that far, because I had to keep an eye on them, you know.
I didn't
want to. And when they started to began building houses there, I checked to make sure that there wasn't, where they build a house that had a basement, to make sure that they didn't fall in
uh-huh.
before I let them go. But at least they had, and I think they had such close friends, because their friends were right in this block.
Oh.
These five houses.
Uh-huh.
And that, it seems like it was always that same bunch.
Do you remember any of their names?
Oh, yeah, there was the Snyders.
Uh-huh.
And the Masons.
Uh-huh.
And the Pickards. And the Counts.
Uh-huh.
Those were the people that lived. I can remember their names, because those were the kids that. And then, of course, I was acquainted with the parents, too.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Huh. Okay. Once I got used to being off the farm,
mm-hmm.
I got interested in, because with the boys, I couldn't go on to, I finished high school up north.
Uh-huh.
And I planned on going to college at that time, but I got married and had my kids, so I didn't go. So when my husband worked afternoons, I would take an accounting course in the evening, or
uh-huh.
something that
from,
I thought.
From Detroit?
Well, it was usually one of the high schools.
Uh-huh.
That they, you know, the evening high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't really working for credits, but I was just picking up something that I like to do.
Uh-huh.
And that way, when the boys were old enough to be left alone.
Mm-hmm. And you enjoyed that?
Oh, yes, I enjoyed
uh-huh.
that.
Do you remember any of your teachers?
No, not my evening teachers. I didn't remember
uh-huh.
that.
Uh-huh. Remember any classmates or anything?
No, because my main classmates was, you know, when I was going to high school.
Uh-huh.
In Carroll, that's where I went uh-huh. to high school.
Did you ever go to work or use?
I went to work during the war when they were hiring women.
Uh-huh.
And the boys were already in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, probably they were old enough to be by the, of course they'd be in school too.
Right.
I usually worked days and my husband worked afternoons.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then, of course, they'd be in school. This is before they finished high school, but they were way up there.
Mm-hmm.
The three of them were in high school, and John was over at Edison yet.
Mm-hmm. Where did you work?
And I worked at Dodge's.
Oh, uh-huh.
And in the Hamtramck place. And
right.
Right on the motor line.
Uh-huh. And how did you get there?
I drove.
Oh, you drove?
Yeah.
Oh.
There was a while there.
Well, that was unusual that day, wasn't it?
Well, my husband being mechanically, you know, at that time the boys were getting to the point where they had wanted to drive.
Yeah.
We just never bought a new car. We bought a used one and keep it running.
Uh-huh.
But I remember the one time that when I worked, the one year I worked, there was a young man that lived right near me.
Mm-hmm.
So I rode with him.
Uh-huh.
Then I did it mostly, I didn't want the responsibility, because it was over in Hamtramck there on Conant,
mm-hmm.
and to drive and park the car and that, and when I couldn't get a ride with someone else, I preferred. But then when I didn't, well, I could drive.
Uh-huh.
So we usually had two cars.
Oh. Well, did a lot of women during that time, did they drive? Or was that unusual?
I think some of them did, but not like they do now.
Uh-huh.
Because I learned to drive before we moved up here.
Oh, uh-huh.
In fact, my husband taught me how to drive. Because My folks only had the one car.
Uh-huh.
And it had to do for
everybody.
For everybody, and it wasn't a new car at that. It had to go to the 10 miles to the grocery store and stuff like this, so
uh-huh.
we didn't have one there. But when my husband was teaching, of course, he had one.
Uh-huh.
And then his dad finally had one before then. They only had one car, too.
Uh-huh.
But he was a great hand at teach anybody that wanted to drive.
Oh, that's great. That's
so when great. I came here, well, I had already known how to drive, but I was a little leery, because out there, there's hardly any traffic.
Right.
But
how long did you work at Dodge?
Almost 10 years.
Oh, that long? That's.
I didn't get credit for 10 years because they would. Like when we were laid off,
uh-huh.
For change of model,
right.
But like I said, the three boys were in high school, and they could start dinner for me and help me with my housework and stuff. And that's mainly why I went to work. I heard they were hiring women, and And it wasn't heavy work. It was putting parts on motors.
Oh, uh-huh.
As the motors went by.
Uh-huh.
After the war was over, and the boys were already more or less on their own, so we didn't. The extra money helped because I was working while they were. One of them was going to trade school, one of them was going to Wayne,
uh-huh.
and the other one started Wayne, so it gave us the extra money.
Uh-huh. That's where I graduated from, Wayne State. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a good school.
Yeah, our second boy got his degree from Wayne.
Uh-huh.
It was in mechanical engineering.
Oh, yeah, that's a good. It's a good reputation, uh-huh. mechanical engineering. Yeah.
And the oldest went to Lawrence Tech. He went into. He was going more to carpentry.
Mm-hmm.
But then our third one went into Wayne, and our fourth one went into Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
But the one of them got a degree. One of them went 2 years, and one of them went 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one thing I liked about it. As I began to live in Madison Heights, I began to think that school was available.
Uh-huh.
Because if you live way out in the country, that means you have to send them
out.
Out. Yep. They have to live in dorms or in apartments.
Uh-huh.
And that part was nice.
Mm-hmm. And maybe also like the police and fire protection also is. What about that, living in the city?
Well, actually, before we moved here, we never worried about that, where
uh-huh.
we were.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't the problems that they have now.
Mm-hmm.
They might have some problems out in the country now that they didn't have before.
Uh-huh.
Seems like at that time we didn't bother close. Oh, we even here when we just moved, I can remember not locking the door, the side door,
mm-hmm.
As the boys began teenagers and schooling, different ones came in different times. Most of the time, the back door wasn't locked.
Uh-huh.
But you couldn't do that now, I don't think.
No.
Well, I'm real pleased with Madison Heights. It seems like we were the first ones to have recycling.
Uh-huh.
And they were told us how well we have done.
Uh-huh.
It just seemed I think we were the first ones to start on the recycling.
Uh-huh.
But I think everything that way that came to Madison Heights, I've been real pleased with the way they've done things. And even now,
uh-huh.
I'm real pleased with our mayor and the way they're doing things.
Right, I agree. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think we live in a progressive city.
Yes, we have. We have that part.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you very much for your uh-huh. time. Thank you very much, Mary. This is Mary Schell, January 18th, 1995. And her address is 27392 Barrington. And this is Connie Schmelslick.